माधुर्य भाव। इन माधुर्य भाव Radha Krishna are your everything. And there's so much intimacy, so much closeness that the gopi does not know where she ends and Radha Krishna begin. Men, you can also be gopis. That was one of the first questions I asked when I came to this path, because I learned that Madhurya Bhav is the highest bhav, which includes all others and affords the greatest intimacy with Radha and Krishna. But can men also meditate with Madhurya Bhav? And can a man also attain Radha Krishna in the form of a gopi? Yes, of course. So we're going to do a brief meditation now, one final guided meditation in the style of Madhurya Bhav. So you can all close your eyes. You are a gopi, a young, beautiful gopi, and you've left the palace of Radharani with a broom in your hand. You're headed out down one of the paths, walking barefoot, as do Radha and Krishna, through this divine land of Vrindavan. Because the paths are very soft. The earth on the paths that you walk on is the consistency of atta, flour. It's so soft when you step in it. So as you walk barefoot through the paths, through Gahavarban, through the wood garden of Gahavarban, you reach your destination, which is a kunj, which contains a ras mandal. The kunj is protected by several very large trees which grow around the circumference of this circular opening in the jungle. They are kadamba trees with very large trunks growing to a good height and extending their branches far to every side, creating a nice protected area underneath. And in this protected area, there's been a ras mandal created where Radha and Krishna can come and do leelas. As you reach the ras mandal with the broom in your hand, you begin sweeping. And as you sweep this ras mandal, because you want it to be perfect when Radha and Krishna arrive, you think of all the leelas that they've done in this very place. The time that they came and had a picnic with all the gopis, and the gopis took turns singing songs to please Radha and Krishna, and then some of them took turns dancing to please Radha and Krishna, and Radha Krishna shared all of their food with all of the gopis. And another time that Radha Krishna came there in the night and did ras with all the gopis. And as you remember these leelas and you remember the time you spent with them, it sounds like the trees are breathing Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. The birds are active up in the tops of the trees, chirping, twittering around. And just as you finish sweeping, you hear like something is approaching. You hear some voices. It's still morning, but it's late morning. The sun is up, but you're not getting direct sunlight there in this kunj because the kadamba trees are providing protection from the sun. As you wait there, the sound of voices becomes louder, and you think you can make out Krishna's voice. And although there are many female voices as well, you can tell that Radha is also talking. So Radha and Krishna are approaching with a group of gopis. You also hear the jingling of their anklets. And as they reach that kunj, that Ras Mandal, they see the swing which has already been prepared, which is hanging from one of the largest branches of the Kadamba tree. It's a beautifully decorated swing with plush, silky velvet cushions, and even the ropes themselves are silken and decorated with flowers. And as Radha and Krishna see the swing, they both have the same desire to push the other on the swing. Krishna says, "Oh, Pyariju, please sit and I'll push you. You can enjoy the swing." Kishoriji says, "Oh, Pyare, how can I sit? You sit. I want to push you on the swing." Krishna says, "No, how can that be? You have to sit first." Gopis say, "Okay, okay, okay, you both sit." So they ask Radha and Krishna to sit on the swing. And now the gopis completely surround the Ras Mandal, and you're also one of them. Now you're all taking turns coming around behind and gently pushing the swing. And the gopis start singing in a specific rag, rag malar. As Radha and Krishna are being pushed and they swing back and forth, you see Radha's lehenga and Krishna's dhoti fluttering in the wind as they come forward and back, forward and back, and they're kicking their feet like kids do when they swing. And gopis are watching from the front to watch the expression of Radha and Krishna as they enjoy the swing. And they're also taking turns coming around and pushing from behind. And they're singing songs of Jhulan, the swinging Leela songs in Rag Malar. Here in this kunj, with all the gopis gathered, singing Rag Malar, Radha and Krishna swinging, and as they swing, it gently rocks the branches of the Kadamba tree, which starts dropping flowers from above. The globular yellow flowers of the Kadamba start showering from above onto Radha, Krishna, and the gopis. And now some peacocks have also come and joined in. They're calling loudly and dancing with their tails spread as the gopis continue to sing and Radha and Krishna are swinging higher and higher. In this excitement, even the clouds are being affected. The clouds have gathered and grown darker and started rumbling and flashing lightning up in the sky. And it has even started to drizzle. Not enough rain to soak a person, but it's a warm day. It's warm, so it feels nice to have a little drizzle coming down to freshen you up. So as gopis are singing and Radha Krishna are swinging, the rain starts to drizzle down, which excites the peacocks even more as they see the rain, Radha Krishna, and hear the sound of the thunder and see the lightning, and the peacocks are getting more excited and calling louder and louder. Radha and Krishna are also not only pouring the bliss of this Jhulan Leela, they are also taking the bliss themselves, and they have lost their body consciousness. Gopis have lost their body consciousness. The birds in the trees have stopped fluttering and are sitting and watching, still as statues. watching Radha and Krishna. As they swing, sometimes Radha and Krishna look to each other, sidelong out the corner of their eyes. Sometimes they communicate some kind of feeling simply through tilting their head one way or another, or with an expression of their face. Sometimes they look out towards the gopis, and they look directly at the gopis. Once this lila has gone on for some time, Radha and Krishna decide that it's time to come down off the swing and take all the gopis back to Radharani's palace to share lunch with them. So they all follow, and you do too. You join in the crowd and you walk back up the path towards Radharani's palace.